I thought of our late friend Bob Buhner, who was such good friends. When Robbie kicked the field goal, and I literally was pulling into my neighborhood, and I was, you know, and the ball went through, and I was listening to the Packers broadcast, Wayne Larrabee, and I thought, oh, Bob must be smiling down from heaven on that one. Bob and Robbie were really good friends. Really good friends. And, of course, Robbie's from Mill Hall, and Bob befriended Robbie years ago, about the same way Bob and I became friends. And, you know, Robbie doesn't have a shoe contract. You know that, right?
I did not know that.
Another reason why I'm here on the show. So he doesn't have a deal with Nike or Adidas or Under Armour or anything like that. He gets his shoes from Angelo's down in Lancaster. Robbie's dad and I think it's Angelo's dad played soccer together. We're good friends. So he just over time befriended whatever. So the week of the game, Robbie got a hold of Lawrence Tynes, who kicked the game-winning field goal for the Giants when they beat the Packers in Favre's last Green Bay game. In the, you know, it was below zero that day. Tynes kicked the field goal. And he texted Tynes or got a hold of him, and Tynes told him, he said, look, when you get on a field like that that's frozen, he said, shorter approach, you know, and the ability to plant that foot is critical, and a shorter approach will help you do that without slipping. Okay. Well, Robbie felt like he needed new shoes for this game. So he got a hold of Angelo's down in Lancaster, and they sent him some shoes. And Robbie didn't like how they fit. So what he did was, he says, he got a hold of me. He says, God, he said, they don't quite feel right. So Angelo overnighted another pair of shoes. And Robbie got them, and he said that he told Angelo's, hey, look, this is going to work. This feels fine. And then he kicked the field goal to win it.